Okay, we're just going to invite Luis to come up to speak with us, and I'm just going to pray for him before he speaks. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Luis and what you have done in his life. And we pray, Father, now that even though he's tired and speaking in another language, we ask for your Spirit just to use him to speak to us tonight. May your word go forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, thank you again for the opportunity to share. God's word, and let me read again some the passage that we have read recently, just from verse 18. Matthew. And Jesus came. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. In this very well known and tremendous passage of God's word, we found the mission of God, what it is in His heart for this world. And let me share with you four things, very quick, about God's mission. First, let me speak to you about God's authority. The Lord Jesus Christ said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And because He is God, He can say it. He has the authority because He is our Creator. He has made us in His image. He has the right. He has authority over death. He has authority over sicknesses. He has authority over nature and over the spiritual world. He has authority over everything. When Peter experienced personally the great miracle of the miraculous fishing, what was his reaction? He didn't say, like many prosperity preachers would say, have faith and God will bless you more. Instead of that, Peter fell on his knees and declared, be apart from me, O Lord, because I am a sinner. He recognizes Jesus' authority. He recognized Jesus' holiness. And also he recognizes his own sinful nature. And we cannot go to preach the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ without experience God's grace in our own lives. And if we go to preach the gospel, to do God's command, we need to really do it in God's authority of all that He has done for us. But in this passage also, we see God's vision for all the world. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son to the world, to all the nations. In God's sight, in God's vision was always the whole world. When He revealed Himself to Abraham, He spoke about all the nations. He didn't, in His mind, had only Israel on mind to save. He wanted to save the whole world. So here we see God's vision for all the world. And then we see in this verse as well, God's commandment. And what was His commandment? Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. That is the task. When we are talking about missions, we are not only talking about evangelism. It's not only sharing a gospel tract. It's also teaching, is discipling people and teach them all what the Lord has asked them to do. And as we know, this is not a suggestion from the Lord Jesus. Like, do it when it is possible for you. Do it in your spare time. Or do it when you get all what you wanted first. It is a commandment for each one of us. What a challenge to go and make disciples into the whole world. It is also, sometimes I think we forget that we are doing missions when we are discipling and when we are teaching. And I think God's mission is not only that we give spiritual birth to new people and abandon them. It has to be something that we care and something that we instruct them to follow the Lord Jesus. That is the commandment, to pray for them and encourage the people with preaching. Teaching all things, it says, the great commandment. Teaching them all things that I have taught you. And lastly, let me tell you that, and this is one of the beautiful things about this commandment, is it is not a call commandment. It is a pastoral commandment as well. And I'm talking about God's presence. God's presence. The Gospel of Matthew starts with Emmanuel. God with us. God who came to the world in the person of a baby who will be with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew starts with Emmanuel and it finishes again with Emmanuel. What a lovely statement. The Lord is telling His disciples, I will be with you till the end. The experts on Matthew's gospel suggest that Matthew writes his gospel in order to encourage the believers that have been persecuted by the Pharisees after the destruction of Jerusalem. And as you notice in verse 17, the disciples were there with Jesus and they worshipped Him, but some doubted. So Matthew is encouraging the believers, the disciples, using the words of the Lord Jesus, telling them, even though you doubt, even though the commandment seems overwhelming or so big for you, even though you doubt, the commandment is there. His authority is there. And His presence is there with us. And you know, as a missionary, one of the most important thing that encourages is God's presence. Because people can forget us. The Apostle Paul experienced that. People can stop supporting us. People may not like us and do things against us. But it is God's presence that sustains us in His service. It is not the Great Commission. It is not only a great burden for the believers that stop us from our great plans we have on earth. It is a pastoral. It is a promise that He will be with us forever. And just let me mention a few things, practical things. How can we be about our responsibility in relation to the global church, as we have meditated briefly in the Great Commission? I think one of the things that you are doing here already, I just want to encourage you to keep on, is to get information of the reality of the situation of the church around the world. There are, of course, Operation World and different magazines and things like that that help us to be aware of what is going on around the world. Something very good that you do, I know, is to ask missionaries to come and give their reports. So we can pray wisely for them. Prayer is a tremendous weapon in the mission field. One other thing that I will encourage you to keep on doing is to support initiatives. And pray for that the Lord guide you as a church to be involved in mission organizations and missionaries and that promote good biblical literature, to support mission organizations, and you know many of them here, and support those initiatives. Send your young people to those programs so that they can experience that, that they can be exposed to different cultures and to difficult situations. Places where they may feel stupid, not knowing how to communicate with people. To experience the needs. We may think that in Europe we are in a crisis, but there might be difficulties, but we easily can forget that there are other parts of the world that they are really in really need. But to encourage your young people to experience those things, and even if you can go and also be part, taking a team of young people, go with them and encourage them to live out the banner of Christ. But when we think in the last part of the Great Commission about how the Lord Jesus is trying to tell them, I am with you, pastorally, it's a statement that gives comfort and peace, assurance. I want to encourage you to connect with your own missionaries that you are supporting and praying for. I have a friend from Argentina, who is serving the Lord in my country, in Peru. Their pastors, they very little. There is very little communication. They don't write to her. They don't know what is going on in her life. She is not having enough support to serve the Lord. And last year, she has to start to have a little business for herself, selling cheese to the believers. And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But what saddened me was that her leaders back in her home in Argentina, they didn't support her as she should, because she does a tremendous work there in Peru, working in little villages, waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, taking a truck, and visiting and walking hours to visit village after village to visit the children. And I wish her pastors back in Argentina may come and visit her and know how she works so hardly. I encourage you as a church individually to connect with your missionaries. I know you do a lot and support and pray for mission organizations, but let's learn from our Lord Jesus. He is our supreme King, but He is also our supreme pastor. And let's be pastors with our missionaries. I am a missionary, and I know what it is to feel alone, forgotten. I remember that I went to the Logos too to the ship. And maybe this is a very sad story that I experienced, but let me share with you so maybe you can understand better. When I was leaving my country, my elders weren't, they only thought that I was going to go to study somewhere else. They didn't consider that I was going into missions. They didn't ask me to come forward and pray for me before I was leaving. They didn't pray for me, only my friends. I really struggled to get the support. I never asked them. The Lord provided the money from people that I never known them. I remember when I was in Argentina, there was a group of pastors who asked me to share with them my testimony. And they decided to support me for a year while I was on the ship. And they told me, Luis, you will be our feet, our arms, our mouth. There, wherever you go, we can't go, but you will be that. And they supported me. And I said to myself, I never served this church. I never served these people. I served 10 years in my home church, and I didn't get, not their money, just I wanted their support, their love, their care, their prayers, their words that would tell me, Luis, we are behind you. We don't have money even, but we will be praying for you. I didn't have that. But you know, the Lord provided the whole year. And the Lord provided the second year on the ship. And just, I remember in Aberdeen. remember very well, when I got a letter, that was from my elders. And you know, they sent me a check of, I think it was $200 or something like that. And when I saw that check, I started to cry. Not because it was a little gift, but it because it was too late. I didn't need that money anymore. Because the Lord had provided from other ways, from other sources. You understand what I mean? I felt abundant. But not for God, of course, because He had promised me that He will be with me. And He has provided ever since. More abundantly than I have thought or imagined. Because God promised His presence. And I want to encourage you to think pastorally with your missionaries. Pray for them. Ask them. Go and visit them. Encourage them. Invite them home. You see, in the Great Commission, we see many things. God's authority, God's vision, God's commandment, but also God's presence. May the Lord encourage us with these words to keep up the Great Commission, to do this is the greatest task that we can have. It is a privilege. It is an honor. And how special to do it with God's presence in our lives. May the Lord bless you and thank you again.